Now I want to read verses 4 and 5 in my translation. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone wishes to hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if anyone wishes to hurt them, thus must he be killed. Now, everything here is associated with the Old Testament, you see. We have here the lampstands, and we have the two olive trees. And that takes us back to Zechariah, the 4th chapter. Since it was not too long ago that we studied Zechariah, and I at that time told you that you'd need to know Zechariah to understand the book of Revelation, and here is one instance of it. These men are the lampstands. They're two individuals. Back in Zechariah 4, it was Joshua and Zerubbabel. And they were enabled by the Holy Spirit to stand against insurmountable difficulties. And the explanation is found in the words, not by might, nor by power, and we could translate that, not by brain, nor by brawn, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And therefore, Zechariah 4:6 says, the Holy Spirit will be present, and he will be present during the great tribulation period. And these two witnesses are lights before the powers of darkness. These men are accorded miraculous power to bring fire down from heaven. They are filled with the Holy Spirit. And here again is the suggestion in favor of Elijah, of course. And also John made an announcement, you remember, about one baptizing with fire. Now, these two witnesses are immortal, and they're immune to all attacks until their mission is completed. And friends, this does have a message for us. It does get down to the nitty-gritty where we are today. It's encouraging to know that all of God's men are immortal until he's through with them. That's one reason that I have had a very weak and feeble faith, that during all of the trouble that I've had in this 5-year program and the 2.5-year program, I have had 2 operations for cancer, and the cancer is now gone, apparently. At least it hasn't appeared in several years. And I've had 2 major operations, first for gallbladder and then for the liver duct. And I'll be honest with you, there were times when I wondered whether I'd make it through or not. But I prayed to God and asked people to pray, and so many wrote and said, we're praying that God will let you finish the 5-year program. Now, these men, as we said, are immortal, and God's men are until God is through with them. That's a wonderful comfort and thought for today, friends. And when he's through with you, he'll remove you. Now, verse 6. These have the authority, and this is exousion power, which is authority, to shut up the heaven, that the rain may not wet during the days of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them into blood, and to smite the earth with every plague as often as they wish. Now, this is the thing that has caused certain outstanding men to choose Elijah, for he's the man that stopped the rain, and also Moses was the one who brought the plagues upon Egypt, and they may have good ground for that. But anything you say about the two witnesses is speculation, of course. Now, these two witnesses were granted, you can see, unlimited authority. They control rainfall on the earth, and they are able to turn the water into blood. That certainly reminds us of both Elijah and Moses. And they're able to smite. They're given the same power Christ will have when he returns, and we'll see that in Revelation 19:15. Every plague suggests the plagues Moses imposed on Egypt, but the plagues here are greater in number, as the territory, of course, is more vast. And as often as they wish, that reveals the confidence God places in these faithful servants. Did you know God can't trust you and me with power, and he can't trust some of us with money? Apparently, he wasn't able to trust me with very much. And he doesn't trust us with power. That's the reason that many men are removed from office. God removes them from office after a period of time, and time's always on his side. Why? Because he can't trust man with power. And it's a good thing many of us do not have it.